What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here. Snow or no snow, Mimi Shoneman, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and licensed realtor with RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning.
So glad to see you here. Glad you guys had a safe drive in. We're also joined for our good friend from Results Mortgage, Shelly Ferris, is here as well. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning. Good morning.
You guys look lovely. You know, it doesn't look like you were out snowblowing or anything yet, so maybe you have to do that later.
Listen, that was in my contract to move here.
Yeah, like somebody else will snowblow.
Yeah, that stuff ain't happening. You're lucky to get me to drive in it.
So, well, we are glad you're here. Real quick, Shelly, why don't give everybody your NMLS number, please?
Yes, we have Branch at 147-4589 and my personal 367-826.
And we have some fun things that we're going to do today, because not only can you, as always, get our things to consider when buying a home and things to consider when selling our home, our winter editions of those guides if you call in, we also have a great giveaway if you go to our Facebook page and also go to MyTalk1071, use the keyword Red Hot, and you can sign up for what?
Absolutely. So we did this before the end of the year, and we had such great success. Apparently, everybody loves this.
Yes.
I mean, I know I would. So winning a giveaway from Zero Res, our friends over there, for house cleaning, not house cleaning, but carpet cleaning, and also a professional organizing session from Stacy Brown Professional Organizers. And all you have to do is register to win. There's no purchase, no nothing. And all of us are having this, like, serious envy look on our faces.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Because I'm like, right now, my entryway is full of salt. I would love to have Zero Res come out and help me get all of this out.
Right?
So. Oh, gosh.
And perfect timing. So all you have to do is register. You can go on our Facebook page, like us, and register there. Or you can do it on our show page here at My Talk.
And one of the other things that's also great is not only do you have that great giveaway, but all of our friends, our mortgage friends that come in and not only give great information. So Shelly and Phil, you guys have both been doing like some really cool things just to kind of help the Twin Cities community when people call in to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. And Shelly, you decided that you're going to do that today as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that idea. So we're going to donate a portion to secondhand hounds.
Wonderful.
Near and dear to my heart.
Yes. So when you call in with a quality question here at the Red Hot Real Estate Show, we will make sure that we make a donation on your behalf to secondhand hounds today. And the number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And Mimi and Shelly, you guys are not only going to give us an update about the real estate market, but you also have some information on what else today?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about new construction because new construction is a little bit of our relief valve, if you will, out there in the market right now. And bless their hearts, they can't build them fast enough, right, Shelly?
That's the truth right
now.
I seem like
they're just like every lot that I was like, oh, was that a parking lot or was there some trees there? Like, especially over my little western suburbs nook of the world, they're just stacking houses in there now. I'm like, oh, the houses fit there? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Well, there's such a demand. The pent-up demand right now is significant. And Shelly, Shelly's looking older because of all this. I don't know. You might need some Mary Kay or something.
All right.
So
a little retinol. Tough, we have some people that do that kind of stuff. Yeah. We'll help you out. Don't worry.
But in all seriousness, all our loan officers are working, you know, themselves to the bone, and we kind of kid about it, but you guys are writing, you know, purchase agreement or pre-approval letter after pre-approval letter because the multiple offers are, you know, so rampant, I guess is the right word.
I remember, it reminds me of about 10 years or so ago in the Bank of America foreclosure days, you know, back then. And I was a representative for them, and we had to do a pre-approval letter on every house that was listed for sale that Bank of America owned. And I'm not kidding you. I would write, on average, 15, 20 letters per house back then. And it's starting to feel like that again.
Okay.
So,
but your typing skills are amazing, right?
Yes.
And keeps those fingers in good shape.
Nimble.
That's true. It is true.
But in all seriousness, you know, so let's just say that you're working with, especially in the lower price points, And, you know, not to be insulting, when you say lower price points, it just is what this market is, because the average price point here in the Twin Cities is now $243,000.
Right.
That's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's a lot a house.
Right.
You know, in some markets in Texas, you'd think that would be a $1 million house
right.
in some locations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we're, you know, not aware of how difficult it is, especially if you're just coming into the market for the first time. That's a lot of money. And
it
it's hard, especially the competition in that particular price range under 300 is fierce.
Yes.
It is absolutely
it is fierce.
So just to kind of give some perspective for people who may not have listened to the show before, what we're talking about is inventory of houses. And in a normal market, normal is between 5 and 6 months of inventory. That's how we measure it. And in the Twin Cities right now, in over a 13-county area, we're talking 1.4 months of inventory. If you go to some of the more popular, you know, areas, cities that have even a higher demand, you can see it like even under half a month of inventory.
That's true.
And so when you get into competition like that, you're just looking for strategy after strategy. And
mm-hmm.
one of the strategies that Shelley so aptly pointed out was the strategy of purchasing new construction.
Right, exactly. And so there you have now you have a house.
You're okay.
going to be involved in it. You've got your lot, you've got your property, and now you can make your strategy for exiting your current property or exiting your rental property in a great managed, timely way. So, so that's what we want to talk about today. It's kind of timely because the parade started yesterday. So Parade of Homes right here in the Twin Cities. Stop by and pick up your parade book today.
I do have a question about new construction, or what we considering new construction when we're talking about things
mm-hmm.
today. So if I'm driving up the street and I see a collection of new townhouses that are being built, and they already have a sign out. Does that count as well? Like, how do I, like, jump on one of those where if they already have the sign out and it doesn't look like they're quite done yet?
So here's the thing to know about new construction.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about agency, there's something that you want to think about, because when you're walking into the model home, if you will, the agent who is the attendant there that's going to greet you and tell you information about that particular builder, they work for the builder. So
okay.
they work for the seller. So, you know, a lot of times what buyers that don't have agency, don't have people representing them, they'll go in and they'll disclose just about everything you need to know. They won't go in there and try to negotiate for anything.
Okay.
It'll just be, okay, whatever you tell me it is, that's the way it is. And so it's always better, in my opinion, to have a real estate professional go with you, register you, sit with you, and talk about the new construction process with the rep that's at that particular builder.
Right, exactly, because you guys know the questions to ask. You've been down the road a million times before with other clients. You know what extras to ask for, or what standard is, or what how you can finance that in. What if I go over the price that we negotiated with my extras that I'm picking?
And I think those are great questions. And the only reason I'm going to pause you, Shelley, is that I want to go and back up a little bit and go, okay, before I sit there and go, yes, Mimi is my friend and Shelley is my friend. I know that as a purchaser, people always go, well, you don't need a realtor. You'll save yourself all this money because you don't have any fees. So I just want to explain why it really is in your best interest to do that and not have it sound like I just want to get my friends paid.
Oh, yeah, for
okay.
sure. Well, here's the nice thing to know. In this particular market, the buyer does not pay commission to the real estate agent on most situations.
Okay.
And also the builder always has a payout for the real estate professional that does not come off of the purchase price.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
if you go in there and say, well, I don't have a realtor, I'm going to save that 2.whatever% or whatever it is that they would be getting paid, that doesn't roll like that. They're
okay.
not going to give that to you just because you don't have a realtor. It's just bonus money in their pocket.
Gotcha. Because I hear that all the time where they go, well, save it. You can do it. You can do it yourself.
Absolutely.
I'm like, this does not seem like something I should be doing myself,
yeah.
just to save a
right.
couple of pennies.
Right.
So,
yeah.
okay.
Right.
And it doesn't cost you any more money. And the real estate professional will help you in whatever needs that you have. Some people don't want your help in picking out their selections because an opinion is an opinion is an opinion, right?
Right.
So maybe you like oil rub bronze and maybe I don't.
Yes.
You know, and maybe you like gray and maybe I like blue.
Okay.
You know, so it's all about perspective, but it is also about, because we do see so many properties, is letting the buyer know what is in right now in case they don't know, and what the buyers that we're working with are reacting to in the marketplace, and what we think will help them to resell that property.
Right. That's the important part. I have had so many clients that have come in and they pick, you know, Spanish walnut cabinets or whatever because they loved them from grandma's house. Oh my gosh, they belonged in grandma's house.
Fair enough.
And what happens if you over-improve your property right from the get-go?
Good point.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you want to think about as far as finishing goes in new construction that can have a significant impact when you go to resell. And we can talk about that when we come back.
Okay, and we will do that. And also take your questions if you have any. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Another week here at the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. Our host, Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results. Our friend, Shelly Ferris from Results Mortgage, both here helping you get some information on what's going on with our incredibly hot real estate market. And just providing a fantastic resource and pile of information out there for potential home buyers and sellers.
Well, we hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't have an answer for your question, we can certainly find it out.
Right.
So. Absolutely. Call about anything.
Because I do appreciate that there are so many links out there that if you think that you have a niche, if you're like, I just got divorced, you're like, that's out there. There's all kinds of information from top to bottom if they go to your website, Mimi.
Absolutely. All you have to do is go to mnredhotrealestate.com and you can fish around and you can go to My Talk to their website. The keyword there is Red Hot. And we have links for all kinds of information. You definitely do want to register for View, GreaterMinneapolisHomes.com, if you're searching for a property. And you can communicate with us right through that system, and we can get back with you.
And when you do that SendMyMarketSnapshot.com, what do they do on that one?
Yeah, all you have to do is enter information about your personal address, and you get a report that's within 100 homes that's closest to yours. And you get that every other week. Two times a month.
Perfect.
So that's good information to have about your own house, because then it'll start monitoring what's selling right around you. And sometimes things sell so quickly, or even they'll sell off market because, you know, everybody's looking for these pre-MLS deals. So you definitely want to check that out.
Perfect. And we always take your questions here as well at the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. When you call in, you get your question answered. You also get a copy of our guides, Things to Consider When Buying a Home and Things to Consider When Selling a Home. And then Shelly is going to do a really great donation for all of our qualified questions today. And again, that is Shelly.
We're going to donate $25 for every real good qualified question to Secondhand Homes.
All right. So we're going to go to the phones before we get back to some of the information about what's going on when you're considering buying some new construction here in the Twin Cities. And so, Peggy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi.
Hey, Peggy.
Hi. My question is, I live in a townhome association in the western suburbs that's pretty desirable because it has a lot of one-story units, so there's no stairs. But there is another unit just a block away from me that has a walkout basement in addition to the one-story, all, you know, main-level living. And I'm curious about it because it's larger. I'm wondering if I approach the person directly and ask if they're interested in selling, or is that something I should have a real estate agent do?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. So the person, it's a private person that you know that is thinking about selling, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you know, if you approach them, then you're starting the process of negotiating on that particular unit. So there's lots of things that you want to take into consideration when you go and you do something like that, because you need to know how to price the property properly.
Okay.
So you'll need to have some comps to be able to know what a good offer would be. And then you really, in my opinion, and I know this is going to sound self-serving, but you really should have somebody represent you so that they can negotiate on your behalf, because there's a lot to the real estate wheel. I mean, it's very complicated. I mean, Shelly, I mean, you're in this business, but you're not. Shelly's our mortgage professional. I said when I got my license, I couldn't believe that I ever bought a house without knowing what I know.
Right.
And so now doing this for 12 years, you know, you have accumulate a lot of information, but that's really up to you. If you feel competent and you want to go for that and do that on your own, then for certain you're perfectly able to do that.
Okay.
But if you'd like to leave your information for us, and if you'd like to talk further, you can leave it with our producer, Sonny, and we can get back with you.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Perfect,
thank you, Peggy.
All right, bye.
And I think that that is, you know, it's one of those things where you go, maybe I can color my own hair, and maybe you can. Maybe you are that person.
I was going to use that as an example.
Exactly.
That's funny.
There are some people that are really good at doing that, you know.
So I'm just going to say, for the record, I did perm my own hair in college.
Did it work out for you?
Lord. You know, so I don't know if it worked out for me or not, but I saved $5 with a buying that
right.
box.
Yeah, I had done that. I mean, I had colored my hair for quite some time back in the day, but that was when I was trying to pick kind of a weird color, and it didn't matter that it came out looking professional.
And plus, it was, you know, the 80s, 90s, big hair was good.
Right. Yes.
Didn't matter what you did to it.
Right. So. And so now when we're talking about the scenario where, especially if you're in a scenario like Peggy, that maybe you're trying to work on something, and maybe this person hadn't thought about selling their house, you know, yet, but you now maybe you put a little tickle in their ear that they're like, maybe I can sell my house. And now you lost the opportunity because you didn't have everything set up correctly.
Well, you know, the thing that I caution people that are thinking to do for sale by owner, first of all, you typically get about 13% less than you would get if you had an agent. That's statistical from the National Association of Realtors. And, you know, the other thing is the paperwork. So do you save the commission? For sure you will save the commission. But are you going to do the paperwork right? And how confident are you that you'll do the paperwork right? And what happens if you don't do it right? That's
okay.
The biggest wah-wah-wah when we've had callers call here in the past that have had, you know, do-it-themselves mentality and then needed referrals for attorneys later, real estate attorneys.
Right.
And they are not free. So I'm just going to say they
not
won't
many
work
attorneys are.
For free. So that's an expensive mistake.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, again, call us here at the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Talking about some of the challenges and triumphs of buying new construction here.
Yeah.
Today.
Let's talk about it. So the way that you can save a lot of money on new construction is they have the very, very scary sliding glass doors with no deck.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people will forego putting the deck on to save a few dollars. And then the unfinished basement every single time. Oh, I'm going to finish it myself.
And now you have a cave in your basement.
And it'll be cheaper. And then they want to compare it to people who have a finished basement. You know, that's fine. You're going to save money like that. And if it doesn't matter to you that you don't have a finished basement.
I have a neighbor. I've lived in my neighborhood now for 4 years, and there's a neighbor that has that sliding glass door to nothing.
That ledger board.
I'm like, why would you have an upstairs sliding glass door it's just a window
a
floor-to-ceiling
so
window.
It is so common
in
new construction communities. You just drive by any of them, and it's like a lot. Maybe it's because they're waiting till the weather gets warm and they want to put it on. But, you know, Shelley,
most often they run out of money.
Most of the time they've picked the high end finishes, so the most that they can afford. But I'm telling you, you know, that's a scary thing. I don't like seeing those things. This is a safety issue.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
yes.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to open the door and fall out.
Right. Do you sleepwalk, Mimi? Is that what you do?
No, but I it's in my blood.
It might pop out one day.
Right. Someday.
Well, I could never do that. I have a kid that's very, like, I don't need him trying to think he can rappel down the outside of my house.
So let's talk about financing for those things. Shelley.
Right.
What is it that people can do if they, you know, have run out of their money? They can only qualify for XYZ, and that won't get them a deck or a finished basement. So let's say they close on this house. What can they do with you to get those things if they want?
So, and I've helped many people do this after the fact. They can get what's called a home equity line of credit, because what the mortgage company does is they will base the amount of this loan, this additional loan, call it a second mortgage, call it an equity line. They're interchangeable.
Okay.
And they'll give you money based off of your proposed value once those things are finished. So you're going to want to generally wait until a year or so after, until the home has appreciated in value enough and it's kind of set their pricing in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And then you get, you know, depending on your neighborhood, enough money to be able to do the deck and your basement.
So you're basically saying that the house has got to appreciate.
Exactly.
Okay. So home values in the Twin Cities right now are appreciating, what would you say? in warp speed.
Right, yeah.
Like 10
wait 10 minutes, yeah.
Oh, there it goes. So, I mean, how do you, so what's the best way for a consumer to figure out if their house is appreciated, in your opinion?
Look at the comparable sales or perhaps homes that are on the market right in your general area. So you don't want to go more than about a mile out from your existing house. And if it's a townhome or condo, you got to stay right in that development.
Okay, so it has to be like the same neighborhood. Right. So that you're comparing apples to apples in your exact same neighborhood.
Right. Exactly.
Perfect. Well, we have some more information that we need to cover here. So what do you want to do when we get back, Mimi?
Well, we'll talk a little bit about the home warranties that are different between new construction and just a regular home warranty.
Thank you for joining us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on MyTalk 107.1. We'll be right back. It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on MyTalk 107.1, joined by your host, Mimi Shoneman, our licensed realtor from RE/MAX Results, also joined from Results Mortgage. Shelly Ferris is here as well. I'm Ms. Shannon, and thank you very much for joining us. We've been talking about new construction and taking your questions as well at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And our good friend, Shelly Ferris from Results Mortgage, said that she will make a donation to Secondhand Hounds today for every qualified question we have. And we've been talking about buying new construction. But before we go back to that, Mimi, I do have a question right now. Terry is on the line. And Terry right now is deciding, well, maybe I should sell my house as is because people do like new construction and they might want to tweak it. Right, Terry? What do you have going on?
Right. My bathroom should be updated and I've got, you know, the 80s cabinets in the kitchen. So I don't want to put all the money in it if somebody wants to do it their way.
Right. You know, Terry, the best thing is to have one of us come out and take a look at that for you and give you an opinion of what we think if you sold it just like it is versus if you did put a little bit of money in it or some lipstick on it. Now, the thing is when you sell it as is, a lot of times, depending on how bad an as is it is, then it's going to attract a lot of the investors that are out there. And they will deeply, deeply discount. So if you call some of these places that you see the signs, you know, buy your house, those signs, just be prepared to have the lowest ball offer you've ever heard because they have to make a margin on it in order to be able to fix it up and turn around and sell it. Now, with that said, we do have regular retail buyers out there that want a home that they can actually fix themselves, and they're not pros. They're just regular consumers that want an as-is property and are willing to be able to look past that. So it kind of depends on what spectrum you are on as far as the as-is part goes. Does that make sense?
Yes, because I don't want to put all the investment in it, but it's a decent home. It's
exactly.
It's not updated.
Exactly. Well, if you'd like to leave your information with our producer, Sonny, we can reach back out to you and talk with you further about it.
Okay.
And we may already have buyers looking for it right now.
Okay.
Hold awesome. On, Terry. Sonny, you'll get all your information. And also on the line, we have Jeremy right now. And Jeremy, are you in the process? You looks like you have a story about when you should walk away from a potential closing.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hi. I'll try to make this succinct as it is quite of a convoluted story. When my wife and I were married in 2016, I had a house in Fridley. She has a house in Woodbury. The plan was all along just to buy a house. We found a house in Woodbury that we loved. It was priced higher than we wanted to, you know, than we thought it was worth. They came down. We signed a purchase agreement. The sellers were really receptive to all the things they were going to fix and all the things that were going on. We get to the walkthrough just before the closing, and there was a few things. So they were still in there sort of cleaning at the walkthrough, and all this weird stuff started happening, and they ended up not doing some of the things they said they were going to do. And then at the closing, you know, all this other stuff sort of came to light, and the underwriter had some additional questions. We had additional questions. Anyway, so we ended up not closing. In the meantime, all this other stuff has come to light that needs to be repaired on the house. And the seller has been receptive, and they were going to put, the amount of, we had all the bids for all these projects. They're going to put the amount plus, you know, the amount times 1.5 in escrow. Get to the second closing. They didn't, the bank the day before the closing tells me that they won't do the sale with that much amount of money in closing. So then the next day, there's only other option was to buy, you know, we put in a, like, lowball offer, with all of that taken into consideration, and they've accepted. And throughout this whole process, I've just been, you know, we were so in love with this house, and now obviously it's not the same house we thought it was. And now it's more going to be like a fixer-upper, and we are going to be general contractors. And we still love the neighborhood, still love the house. You know, we're going to have basically a whole new refinished attic, new paint, new carpet, new chimney, which they're paying for. But there's so many times where I just felt like, God, we just should just walk away from this.
Yeah, that's tough, Jeremy. So kind of like, where are you now? I mean, what are your thoughts? Do you own it now?
So, well, we haven't signed anything. You know, we put back the last addendum with our super low offer, which they accepted. And now we still haven't done the closing.
How far are you out from the closing?
We're anticipating sometime this week.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. What is your strategy if it doesn't close again?
Well, the saving grace is, you know, in the meantime, the other kind of kicker of this is my wife has sold her house, right? And their buyers are moving in two weeks. I still have a house in Fridley. It's not as convenient for my wife to work and with her son. But we still do have a house. You know what I mean?
So you're not homeless.
We're not homeless. I mean, it's not like that situation. It will be inconvenient, and we'd have to put my wife's stuff in storage, you know, and some of my stuff. So it's not like the end of the world, but it would suck.
Yeah. So if it doesn't close again, are you saying that you probably walk away from it, or you're committed to sticking it out?
Well, my gut feeling has shifted so many times about walking away. I really think that, you know, the thing is now, I mean, we're getting this house for like very significantly reduced price in a good neighborhood with a bunch of money to fix the repairs. But basically for the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to be general contractors, which is not my forte and which is what I like the worst thing that I would want to do. But it will all be new and finished and nice, you know.
Right. Well, you know, it's tough. I mean, that's definitely tough. First of all, that you've had to go that extra mile and have those delayed closings, and that you're not wanting to be a general contractor. But the beautiful thing is, once you get it fixed, it'll be just exactly the way you want it. And you know, hopefully that won't happen, another delayed closing. But if it does, you know, I would suggest that you talk with your real estate agent's broker, and, you know, have a conversation with them to see, you know, is there anything that they can do to assist you with this?
Right.
And then, of course, you know, after that, if it were to escalate, you may want to consult with a really good real estate attorney. So if you'd like to leave your information with our producer, I can give you a referral for a good real estate attorney just in case you need it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
good luck with you and that story.
The seller has been really, you know, I don't think they were doing anything malicious. They've been really accommodating. And so, I mean, that has been, you know, they haven't been jerks about it, which
right.
has been
well,
kind
that's,
of nice. But.
That's good. And, you know, neighborhood, location, 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 right? So you're happy with the neighborhood. You know, that's the biggest thing that, you know, is important in buying a house.
And who knows? Yeah. It might be a blessing in disguise for you, Jeremy. Whenever you go, it's even better now. You know,
that's what we're thinking too. I mean, that's what we're praying on. So
yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate you calling and sharing your story with us. And
indeed.
You're definitely going to be making a donation to Secondhand Hounds because you called, and we appreciate that.
And we
that's
would love
even better.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you give your information to producer Sonny, but then also if you just check back in with us next week and let us know how it goes. If you do close, we'd love to hear if this ends up being like a super happy scenario for you, Jeremy. I hope so. We
Absolutely.
All have our fingers crossed.
That's, absolutely.
That sounds good. Well, that's
right,
a great
thanks.
Story. Thanks,
yeah,
Jeremy.
Good luck.
Bye.
You know, and that does seem difficult because we go back again and talking about how, you know, you try to do all of the prep work to get the quote unquote house of your dreams. And then there's all of these pitfalls that might go through that you don't want to navigate by yourself.
Here's the thing I like to remind people that we're people.
Right.
We're human. And humans have emotions and humans have things that happen to them. And we're not none of us are perfect.
Right.
And so I applaud Jeremy and his wife for being able to be gracious like that and give the seller some grace.
Yes.
And not, you know, be litigious and hateful and nasty and understand that things happen. They
right.
do. And real estate transactions are complicated under
right.
the best of circumstances. So, you know, high five for Jeremy and his wife.
And he does sound like such a nice person. So I do really hope that he checks back in with us and that it all works out smoothly. And then we can maybe go, can you send us pictures of all your renovations?
Yes.
And
oh,
it
yes.
turns out
exactly.
to be this
maybe we can
joyous experience somewhere down the road.
And maybe we can go get some DQ someday.
Right. Yeah. And he can tell us.
Like a Butterfinger Blizzard sounds good.
Exactly. I think that would be perfect. So.
But Shelly can't have it. So whatever.
That's okay. We'll find something. Shelly is on a fantastic diet, and we are not going to derail you.
There you go.
Because you look beautiful, and
thank
I don't want to be
you.
That friend that's like, hey, I got a cheeseburger for you, Ferris. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, now she's like really in trouble.
Now she's hungry.
All right. So, Shelly, tell us what you'd like to talk about the rest of this segment.
Shelly, you have a minute and a half. All right. Well, so.
Here's what I'd like to say, if you don't mind
of
jumping
course.
In there in front of you like
yeah.
that. You know, if you are that buyer, you're out there, you're shopping, and you're just looking at house after house after house, and none of them are pleasing to you, you just can't find the one, maybe that's an indicator that you should stop and call us and let us hook you up with some new construction.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. That's how my husband and I, 23 years ago, landed in our new construction house. We drove by 60-some homes that our realtor, poor her, had printed out. None of them we even liked well enough to go inside of, and finally dawned on us, you know what? We might be new construction people.
You know, that is the longest lesson to be learned about shopping with folks. When you're first kind of starting to shop with people to be able to watch their body language, when they're going through the place. And, you know, the more particular you are, if you've got fantastic taste, it's really tough to see yourself in somebody else's, you know, stuff.
Right.
You know, and people are extraordinarily visual. I can't even explain to you. I would say a good 90% or more of us have a very difficult time looking past the stuff that's in the house,
right?
You know, and seeing your own stuff in that house. And then some people can't see an empty house with stuff in it.
Right.
So, you know, it's challenging. But
it
if
is.
You are that person and you think, gosh, I just can't find anything. I don't know what I'm doing. And call us. You know, we can definitely connect people with some new construction builders, give you some pointers and, you know,
true.
Ideas of what maybe you can do instead.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shelly's going to tell everybody about this builder warranty, which is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
When we come back from the break.
Yes, definitely. So thanks for joining us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. We'll be right back. We always appreciate you joining us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. We're joined every week with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. Also joined this week from Results Mortgage, Shelly Ferris is with us as well. We've been talking about, are you a new construction type of person? You know, what is it that makes
right.
you the perfect person to go and look for new construction?
Exactly, right. Yes. Well, there's lots to consider. You know, I mean, I shared with you before the break that my husband and I, after we had searched and searched by just driving by homes, never fell in love with one or one enough to even walk in the front door. But that's when we discovered that we were new construction people. So, and have been very happy in our home, have added on since, all of that. So location, 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 like
right.
Mimi already said. But So when you buy a new construction home, there are things to consider. So yes, that's great. It's all new and everything. But those new things can also add extra expenses that maybe you're not considering.
Okay.
So, for example, when you buy a new construction home, there's no curtains. I know that, you know, that's a nicety, right? But it's not a nicety if there's a house right next door to you. You kind of need to have some curtains.
Right.
And the pink blankets and the other, you know, things that are in the windows at
your
the
time. Your leftover cardboard from
yeah,
your boxes
seriously.
When you move
just,
in. You don't want to put those in the window.
It doesn't look good with the exterior of your new construction
right.
home. So window treatments can certainly add. So be sure to keep that in mind. You know, everything is new in the neighborhood when you're in a new neighborhood. So that's also a good opportunity for you to meet new people, meet new families. A lot of times it's families that are like yours, maybe young entrepreneurs or young business people, and they all have the kids about the same age, and that kind of they all seem to magnet to the same types of things, the same types and sizes of houses, same types and sizes of locations. My sister and brother-in-law built a home a number of years ago, and that's like the cul-de-sac on the left is all girls. They're all the same age. They're like 5 to 11 years old, and the cul-de-sac on the right was all boys. So kind of funny how that worked out.
Interesting.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, we can't really steer people that if you're looking for that sort of thing, you know, but it is interesting how these new neighborhoods will... The demographic is often similar, but not always.
Not always, but a lot of times are. The other thing is when you buy an existing home, to compare and contrast that to, some things are, I'm putting air quotes up, free. So the curtains are already there, for example. So that's something you wouldn't have necessarily negotiated in or as part of the cost of the house, but they oftentimes stay because they're attached.
Or they already had their mini blinds and they may have even the really fancy ones.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. The yard is in. It's mature. It's established. It's not something that you have to do or the labor they're in or to buy a landscaper to come out and do it in the summer or whatever. So that's something that's already there. So you can consider it free. It's already mm-hmm. included in. The extra built-ins that you were going to add in because the it doesn't have a curio or it doesn't have a china hutch or something like that that you want to display your stuff. But in the existing home, it would. You walk in and there it is. I mean, not all of them, but if it is there, that's an extra that you didn't end up having to quote-unquote pay for. And then the kind of like what Mimi was indicating earlier, too, fireplaces and patios and decks and even pools are extras that you just get with the house when you buy an existing property versus the new construction. Those are all add-ons. They're not the standard piece.
The thing that I think that I would suggest for everybody who's thinking about buying new construction is you need to know what's going in around you. You need to talk with, get information from the city, from the county, and like especially if you're like, oh yay, there's a big farm out behind me, it's wonderful, you know, someday that farm may not be there,
right?
And you need to know what the city, you know, if there's already things earmarked for that, because you know maybe there's going to be a casino going in behind your house. That would kind of be a bummer if you didn't know that,
right?
You know,
that's
ahead
a great,
of time.
Great tip, absolutely.
And even if it's not a commercial thing, even if you can see it. Or if you don't know where the roads are going to be going, you know, what happens if a road, you know, maybe tees right into where your house is and people are coming and going all the time, making a stop right there? That kind of like mess up your sleep a little
right.
bit. Right. You know, and for some people, different cultures, that's a very big problem from a feng shui perspective.
Right.
You know, with energy, you know, dead ending right into your house.
Right.
So you do need to pay attention to where things are stopping and starting in these new developments.
Absolutely.
Same thing, too, with like trees. If you see a big hedge of trees and you're like, oh, that's so nice. Are those trees going to stay there? You don't know.
Right.
You need to talk with the developer who owns that piece of land where the trees currently are. Maybe that will also go away. Those are the things that, are fearful. You know, I've had clients that have bought property and, you know, you can see where the development is kind of going, but you don't know really, you know, who's buying the rest of the land that's around there. And, you know, what could that impact the value of your particular unit when
right.
you go to sell it? And nobody can predict the future, but you do need to do your due diligence and know what's happening today or what at least has been earmarked for today. And use some common sense. If you're thinking, oh, you know, there's a little bit of risk there because that farm is prime development area, it's probably going to get developed.
Gotcha.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, use your intuition about these things.
And one of the things you had mentioned about new construction, if you want to cut down on some of that risk factor, you were talking about, well, maybe there's an existing home that you can knock down. And me, you're like, well, I like the neighborhood, but I don't like that house. So you can turn that into a new construction.
Well, I think that Shelley would be one of the first to admit that, you know, having a custom built home is the perfect way to go if you really want to have control over your location.
Right.
Because you don't get that control when you're going into developments.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. Right. So you buy your own lot. You can. And there's lots of ways to do that. If you find a parcel of property that you know, maybe your long range goal is new construction. Maybe that's not what you're thinking about today, but you're going to. You can get a lot loan. There's many ways to finance what we're talking about here, but then you can, you know, do a construction loan down the way. You can finance the constructing of the home yourself. All of these are intricate, specific tailored just to you kind of ways to go about building a home. And be sure to reach out if you're interested in any of those. That's that we can talk about you and your specific set of plans. There's great financing options. Interest rates are changing quickly. I can't stress that enough. If you are on the fence and you're thinking about buying this year, think about getting your feet wet today, because rates are going nowhere but up, and I don't want you to be scared about that. We've certainly, they're still in historic low interest rate environment, but they are not in the threes where they were yesterday.
And one of the things that we had mentioned before on the Red Hot Real Estate Show is that some of the things and reasons why we should maybe pull the trigger now and talk to a mortgage professional is because some of the things that you're doing as a potential buyer are kind of like old school mentality, and you might have an additional program that goes, okay, maybe you're saving, but you can't save enough to catch up to the interest rate,
right.
I should talk to somebody now.
Right, exactly. Or I great point about that. Or I spoke to somebody this week who had a student loan that was in arrears, but they were just paying on it monthly to help build up their credit. No, that's not going to work very good. We need to get that thing shored up and then establish credit somewhere else. So you may just have a misnomer, a misidea of you think you're doing it right, but just give us a call and run it past us. It costs you nothing to know.
And not only that, but you can make $100 an hour with the program that you have.
Right. And that Real Deal program. Yes.
Yes. And how does that work, Shelley?
Okay. So quickly, the Real Deal program is we are going to send you in through underwriting, but I'm going to collect from you the minimum documentation. So plan to spend maybe about an hour with me or less. I want your pay stubs, bank statements, and tax returns. And then I'll send you into underwriting, and I'll give you $100 for spending that hour with me.
$100 an hour, right?
Most of us don't make that. So it's totally worth it.
It's absolutely worth it. I mean, a consultation, it's just painless. And, you know, it's better to know than to not know. So give Shelley a call, and they can reach you, Shelley Howe.
My cell phone, 612-839-6918.
Send her a text and just say, hey, what's happening?
You sound really pleasant. What's working for you?
Yeah.
Hilarious. And she can also help you go, you know, navigate this whole thing. And you can always hit up Mimi by going to her website.
Yep, mnredhotrealestate.com. And be sure and check out the links that we've got posted here at the show page. You know, Sonny does a great job posting them up and getting them all organized and everything. Ms. Shannon was saying, we've got information about divorce. We've got a VIP buyer list. If you want to be on that list where we can send you information about listings that we know that's coming on the market that's not yet there, if you're frustrated, let us have your information. We can send that out to you. And of course, be sure and check out viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com, and you can shop there for properties and contact us for showings. It's a great system.
Again, we always appreciate when you join us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We encourage you to go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Use the keyword red hot, and we'll see you next week.